Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Bill Gates,
Aha.
the developer of Microsoft and one of the richest men in the world. He's a generator. He's a 4-6 generator, split definition. His authority is sacral. He's on the right angle cross of the unexpected, the third variation in the quarter of duality. He is a second color, and he has an unconscious 1156 that's split off from a conscious 5027.
Yep. Right angle cross of the unexpected. You know about influence and that 4-6 profile. You know how to be influential, 28th gate, fourth line, keeping your grip. You know, it's actually holding on, but it's the application of knowledge to exploit opportunities and usually to the greater good.
And I think, you know, that is really the thing that we see about Bill Gates, at this part of his life. He has the 27-4, the line of generosity, the natural sharing of attained
Yeah.
abundance. And he's actually made this giving pledge that he's going to donate over half of his wealth, which is, you know, in the billions of dollars to charity.
Yeah. No, 17th gate, fifth line, personality moon. No man is an island. You know, we share this planet. And open G Center. You know, one activation there, getting his individual contribution, what he would.
His self-expression. You
Right.
know, what's interesting is that in his life, Paul Allen played such an important part in, you know, in his development. I mean, talk about being a fourth line and running into the right people. He grew up in Seattle, and his parents, they noticed that he was very bright, and they sent him to this landside school, which was a private school. Well, that's where Paul Allen was. That's where he met them. And so that was the opportunity, plus the fact very early on they got computers in the school. And so he is really, you know, the original hacker. These guys were hackers, and they were like in trouble because, you know, they were night and day in the computer lab. They were getting into all of these systems that they weren't supposed to. But Paul Allen has a defined G, and it's interesting. It's like, I think, you know, particularly in these younger years, because they started Microsoft together, they were inseparable. They were together all of the time, and they were way ahead of the curve. I mean, they were programming. I mean, this is the thing about him. He's a true geek. You know, he is the uber geek, if there ever was one, you know, programming all of this stuff. And that, you know, when Allen in 1974, you know, on Popular Mechanics, there was these Altair 8080s. It was like the first microcomputer kit. And they saw at that point that what was going to be needed was software. And so, you know, they called up and said, "Oh, we've got this basic operating system," which they hadn't even written the code yet for, right? And that was the beginning of it all. And
Was it a search engine?
no, it wasn't a search engine. It
He has
was
the 1156. I was thinking the searcher, you know?
no, it was an operating system. I mean,
Oh, I think getting caught up with an idea and stimulated by it. And, you know, it's an unconscious channel, so it's just kind of there. And it connects his mind because, you know, this is a well, that 17th gate, you know, no man is an island, 43rd gate, the gate of insight. But it all comes out through that 1156 where he can really see it and get fired up by it himself. And then, you know.
Well, and the 11-4, I mean, it's in his nodes, right? And actually, the 12-4 was there, you know, in the first half of his life, the prophet, right?
Oh,
Really
yeah.
foreseeing, you know, something here. And the 11-4, I mean, he talks about that, you know, one of the reasons that the computer is so important is its ability for us to communicate.
Well,
This
the
whole,
teacher, that
right?
11th gate fourth line, but you know, the 45th gate consensus, which is teaching the tribe, which is, you know,
Well, the
so the tribe so
5027,
survives,
the
yeah.
5027, which is really all about intelligent strategies,
Yeah, making
right?
money with your mind, custodianship, so we can survive. We're not going to be extinct, you know. The struggle, you know, 28th gate for survival. I think, you know, it's in the quarter of duality. You know, so it's in those relationships. When you were talking about Paul Allen, I was thinking, because basically, I think my impression was he's such a geek, he didn't get married till he, you know.
Well, he got married, yeah, late in life. Well, he has 8 second lines. I mean, he's a very private person.
Yeah, I'm busy, yeah.
You know, I mean, but you know, I read this interesting interview with a guy that was working at Microsoft and had some project, and he had to come in, and he had put together this proposal, and he met with Gates, and he was like talking about this experience, and that what was so shocking was that Gates had read the whole thing. I mean, Gates had questions, you know, really this curious mind of his,
right?
I mean, he really put this guy on the spot, you know, and he was shocked because, I mean, here it is, you know, the chairman, the, you know, the head of the
Microsoft.
Whole thing, and he's sitting there and
he's the richest man in the world.
And he's asking
read my paper on cigar ash.
Well, it wasn't. It was software. But you know what I mean, right? Yeah.
No, it is fascinating. And that, you know, that sixth line, because, you know, here he is with that 4-6 profile. But it's really kind of an innocence that goes with it. I mean, he's second color, you know, which is about hope and, you know.
Well, and I think that's what you see about him, is that there is this hope. You know, he sees the computer as an empowering tool, right? That it gives us freedom. I mean, that there is this hope for all of us.
Yeah.
And also this 50. The second line, this line of determination, because it's kind of like, you know, how does somebody work so hard, right? Well, I think it's the strength of purpose, again, that can enjoy overcoming adversity, which the computer for these geeks was just the perfect tool. You know, they could just go night and day and set a bigger and bigger target, and you know, to achieve their goals, there wasn't a better playmate than this computer.
Right.
And so this determination.
Oh, open route, you know, so when he's pressured, you know, it's come up with contagion, you know, 41st Gate, sixth line.
Right.
So it's like he could be contagious, the beginning of that, excuse me, process. I thought, because looking at also Steve Jobs, and I don't know what kind of relationship they had in the beginning.
I don't think they like each other at all. And they're, you know, I mean, we should do a whole show about the two of
them. Oh, it's so odd.
But they're born in the same year, and there are these similarities, but they're really opposite.
Oh, no, very much like looking, because I have Jobs' chart, looking at, I thought of Jung and Freud, how these two people, Jung and Freud, really set the tone for the 20th century. And Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, have they set the tone for what the 21st century is? So the relationship between them, and when you look at their two charts, you see that Jobs has the 1762 and Gates was compromised by that.
Well, yeah, but you know, here we have the logical one with the abstract
right.
one. We have the one that's tribal here. I mean, you know, Bill Gates putting this out, you know, there's so much in his chart that shows he's doing this really for the benefit of other people. Right?
I had to laugh because Jobs with the 16th gate and Gates with the 48.
Well, yeah, I had
we
that same
We got the Beatles,
We've got the John Lennon, Paul McCartney.
Right.
That, you know, Bill Gates and Steve Jobs are the Lennon and McCartney. You know, that they're both so influential. You know, there's no question about it. One of the things that's very interesting, though, if you're going to compare the two of them, is this philanthropy of Gates.
Right.
It's one of the criticisms of Jobs, is that he has not given away a lot of money. If he has, it's been very secret. You know, when they were doing cost cutting at Apple, he cut out that part of the company. He's never revitalized it. Well, he's not tribal. He doesn't have this, that the benefit is for that. I think in his mind, the benefit is at this aesthetic, you know, innovative level. But for Gates,
well,
it's
with
about
Jobs. I mean, his personality son is selfishness.
Right.
That 55-6,
right.
You know.
No.
He's accused of that?
Well, right, but here we have, you know, the 27-4 of generosity and really the enormous generosity.
Right.
And
shared
the focus,
abundance.
The focus is on education and health all over the world. I mean, you know, that's really the foundation that he and his wife
Yeah,
are
and
running.
He's not very emotional about it.
Well,
you
no,
know?
He's not.
Probably
that's
really
right.
Doesn't know how he feels about, you know. It'd be interesting also to look at his wife. But, I mean, that's what's so fascinating about human design. And, Teresa, once again.
We're out of time.
So, well, say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.